Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for January 28, 2021. Memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas, Priest and Doctor of the Church. Let Christ's Light Shine. From the Gospel of Mark, Chapter 4. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Introductory Prayer. Lord, thank you for reminding me today of my dignity as a Christian. By your grace and baptism, and by your teaching in the Gospels and in the Church, you have put light in my soul. Lord, you are my light. Petition. Christ, help me to be a sincere witness of your light. First Reflection. Transparency in our lives. God sees us. This is a simple truth, an extremely powerful truth. God looks at us with love. We cannot hide from God. We cannot hide from ourselves. We cannot even hide from others. We need to live in the presence of God. God lets light shine on our lives so that we can see the truth about ourselves and so that we need not be ashamed that others see the truth about who we are. True happiness is preserved and increased by the tenacious living of sincerity. Second Reflection. Light for the World. Our life is not just for ourselves. We are called to be a gift for others, a gift that leads them to God. This is the greatest thing about our life. We are called to give life. We are called to participate in the fruitfulness of God. We give life by enlightening others. We help other people come to the light by trying sincerely to go clearly towards the light and by not fearing to show people the truth. The light shed by our lives produces a real effect in souls. Vatican II reminds us that modern man needs reasons for hope. A Christian carries hope. Will I keep it hidden, perhaps even kill it by being afraid to share it? Or will I let the world receive hope? Will I let the world see that we all can be much greater than we think because our Father is greater than we think? Third Reflection. Standing up for the light of truth to be lived. Moral relativism seems to be the norm for our times. Many people think that they can decide what principles they will live by, instead of seeking to form their consciences by principles in accordance with God's loving design for the human person. Am I content merely to follow what I know to be right, or do I also look to enlighten the consciences of others prudently and charitably? Have I ever given the impression of condoning actions that are wrong? Do I take an interest in promoting the value of life in all of its stages? Am I courageous in nobly defending others when people criticize them behind their backs? Conversation with Christ. Lord, thank you for this calling. You have given light to my soul so that I can be a light for others. Lord, help me to have confidence in the power of your light, the power of your truth and grace. Let me be brave enough to allow this light to penetrate my soul even more today. Let me be brave enough not to hide from your light. Let me be brave enough to give it to others. Resolution. I will enlighten my conscience better about a point of our faith or morals by looking it up in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It can be found online at www.vatican.va if needed.
For more resources, visit regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.